In the holy name of Jesus, amen. What are some things or big life events that you'd like to see or do before you die? Would you like to travel to see the pyramids in Egypt? Or if you're young enough, get married, have children, start a family? Would you like to see your grandkids get married or see them graduate college? Are there successes that you would like to experience? If you remember the movie The Bucket List with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, that's the premise. And I remember after that movie came out, I'd often hear people talk about things that they'd like to see or do before they die. And I remember the reality of that movie between the characters. They had a real anxiety and fear of death. In our text today, God had placed a bucket list item before a very pious man named Simeon. He was elderly. He had spent his whole life in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. He was a man who longed for the day when God would free the nation Israel. The Lord revealed to him that he'd see the fulfillment of his desires, that he would see the promised Messiah before he would die. It's quite the bucket list item, isn't it? The Holy Family went to Jerusalem to fulfill the requirements of the Old Testament law from Exodus and Leviticus. And today we will remember what they did. Hence our feast day today recalls the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord. We celebrate this feast day today, February 2nd, because today marks the 40th day after Christmas, which is the day Mary would have gone up to Jerusalem to receive ritual cleansing after giving birth to a baby boy. And that was in alignment with the custom God gave to his people in Leviticus chapter 12. Mary was expected to go to Jerusalem in the temple and offer a sacrifice. Thus, Mary would be purified according to God's law and restored back into ritual and liturgical fellowship with God and man. Jesus was also presented in the temple in accordance with Mosaic law, as commanded in Exodus chapter 13, verse 2. Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and beast, is mine. This law was given as a reminder of God's deliverance of Israel from slavery in Egypt. Specifically, the 10th plague, when God spared the firstborn of Israel, while the firstborn of Egypt perished. By this act of consecration, God claimed the firstborn as his own, pointing to the reality that our lives belong to him. In this way, every firstborn was symbolically offered up to the Father as a living sacrifice. But why do these Mosaic rituals matter? Why do we care about these ancient and archaic rites? Now, these two rituals, the purification of Mary and the presentation of Jesus, were distinct, but Luke presents them together to show us that Christ is the fulfillment of both. Jesus said about himself, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. These Mosaic laws matter because they point us to this particular child and what he was sent to do. He was born to bear our sins and cleanse us of our iniquities. Through the waters of baptism and the lavish washing away of our sins by his sacrificial blood, you are cleansed, purified of your uncleanness, just like Mary. You are freed from the terror of the law and what it leads to, death. Christ has accomplished all that's necessary so that you might live free. He was sent forth to take on flesh, be born of a woman, born under the weight of the crushing law. Yet he did so with a purpose. He became the firstborn of all creation to redeem a creation born under the weight of the law. Yet what we could not do, God in flesh did. He even fulfilled the law of cleansing and consecration that Mosaic law required, practices that seem distant to us today. But take comfort knowing that he has done all of this for you. There's an old Lutheran saying, the law always accuses. And it's true. The law shows just how distant sinners are from God and the great need for reconciliation between God and man. The law shows us our uncleanness and our need for purification and consecration to God. A perfect sacrifice is needed to restore us to fellowship with the Holy God, and that sacrifice is Jesus himself. And that's why Simeon and Anna were so joyful in the temple. They weren't just seeing a baby. They were seeing their salvation. They had received their bucket list item that they and all the nation of Israel would receive the Messiah and through him be restored back into a peaceful relationship with the Heavenly Father. That was Simeon's prayer of thanksgiving in the temple. Simeon held the baby Jesus in his arms and recited the very thing that we sing in the Nunc Dimittis after we partake of the Lord's Supper. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. The first thing Simeon says is, okay, I've received my last bucket list item. I've seen my Messiah. All the hope I've had in God has led me to this moment. I can now depart in peace. I'm ready to die. And that's what you pray in the Nunc Dimittis after receiving the Lord's Supper. I'm prepared to die. I have peace from God. What other thing could I ask for? Do I have to stay around so that I can see the pyramids in Egypt? Do I need to stay around so that I can see my grandkids graduate college? Do I need to stay around and start a family? Now, there's some good things in there worth accomplishing, but I'm okay if I don't get to do those things. Because I've received forgiveness, life, and salvation through the body and blood of my Savior, Jesus Christ, in the Eucharist. So, Lord, let me depart in your peace. Now, earthly goals are good, but too often we pour our hopes and our lives into those things, successes, family, or accomplishments, thinking that those things can bring us peace. We so often fear death and have anxiety about its coming because we have FOMO, the fear of missing out. Yet the law reminds us that nothing in this world can truly satisfy us, that there's nothing here that we should fear or have anxiety over. The law reveals our sin, our unworthiness to come before a holy God. Yet the God of all grace comes to us in flesh and blood to give us what he gave Simeon: peace with dying. Christ has come to bring you a peace which surpasses all understanding, a peace that pales in comparison to what the world gives. He was presented in the temple, not just as the firstborn of Mary, but the firstborn of all creation. He was consecrated to his heavenly Father so that through his death and resurrection, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Thus, the Christian has no need to fear death because they live through the victory of Jesus' own resurrection from the dead. He has purchased you not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood. Thus, he has given you the blessed assurance of life everlasting with him. He gives you new life, even now, as you are purified through God's gifts today, that you might be a consecrated living sacrifice to the Father too. So now, having received Christ in word and sacrament, you can truly depart in peace, whether from this altar today or from this life when your last time comes, knowing that your salvation is secure in him. He has done everything for you. You don't need to search for peace. You already have it through your faith in Christ Jesus. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.